This is the Sales Gravy Podcast. Hi, I'm Jeb Blunt, best-selling author of Fanatical Prospecting, Objections, Sales EQ, and Inked, and I'm here to help you open more doors, close bigger deals, and rock your commission check.
Welcome to another episode of the Sales Gravy Podcast. My name is Jessica Stokes. I'm one of the master trainers and coaches here at Sales Gravy. And I am so excited to have this conversation today with Stephen Farber from Take Flight Learning. You're going to learn all about what that is in just a few minutes here as our conversation begins. Before I start though, Stephen, for anyone who's not familiar with Take Flight Learning, could you quickly introduce yourself and your organization to our audience?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jessica. Again, very happy to be here today. At Take Flight Learning, we have been around for a long time. We've been in the world of team building and personality style training for 30 years now. Personally, I am one of the vice presidents of sales over there. And, you know, I will share more as we go on. Happy to be here. Love, ready to share some value.
So this is an area that personally I get really excited about. I am a personality test junkie. So if there is a DISC profile, if there is StrengthsFinder, anything I can get my hands on, I gravitate towards. I'm always curious if my results end up being somewhat similar, if there's anything that I can even do sometimes to flex or even adapt to other people's personalities. And I think it's so valuable in the world of sales, not just with maybe colleagues and vendors, but even with the customers and the prospects that we're engaging with, when we can identify that, we are not all the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all communicate the same. And somebody might come across very direct or angry or aggressive, but that might not be the case. Stephen, why don't you, why don't we start by just sharing, what are the bird types? So people may have heard of DISC or StrengthsFinder, but the birds might be something new to a lot of the people listening. So could you just quickly explain what that is?
Absolutely. So, and I will say that I am a personality test junkie as well. And the last thing I'm here today is to tell you that this is the right one. Really, the key is to find what works, right? And that's a big reason why we use the birds. So I really think that's a good idea. I think it's always fun to get off kind of going through the personalities. And Jessica, if you'll humor me, I'm going to do this in kind of a certain way. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So what I want to do here is I have my birds behind me here. Jessica, what comes to mind when you think of somebody with the traits of an eagle? Just what's the first word pops up?
Confidence.
Confidence. Okay, that's great. What else?
In control. Maybe aggressive?
Aggressive. They can definitely appear aggressive to people who aren't other eagles as well. I would say assertive is a good one too. And that's the thing about an eagle. Eagles are direct. They are bottom line thinkers. They're very results driven. They exude confidence. I was contacting and connecting with somebody on LinkedIn the other day who I looked at their profile and their headline, and I kid you not, it said, if you think you understand that ROI is all about learning objectives, then you got another thing coming.
Like, they were screaming eagle, right?
Yeah, that's not a headline. That's a challenge. And that's the thing about an eagle. And think about a real life eagle. You know, they're flying thousands of feet up into the air, right? They're just soaring, huge, big picture view of everything. If they see a fish, they see something they want, they're not going to stop and ask a committee, hey, is it okay if I, no, they are going to come right on through. They're going to grab that fish. That is the eagle. So people with that personality style, you had mentioned aggressive earlier. Sometimes under stress, assertiveness can turn into aggressiveness if we're not careful. So definitely something to keep in mind. So let's move on to the next one. Any questions?
Not so far. I love the analogy of the eagles kind of soaring. You know, they're looking for what's going on in the river, in the lake, and they're kind of probably even ready to get that meal if they need it without the vote of the committee. Love that analogy.
Exactly. And if you think, if you're doing a cold call, this is my joke. You can always tell when you get the eagles because they're the ones who are going to hang up on you if you didn't get to the point in about 10 seconds or less. If you did not create value that fast, it's no offense. They just don't have time. They're busy. They see the big picture. They're moving. Let's move over to our other personality style, the parrot. So Jessica, if you go to YouTube and you type in parrot, There are so many funny videos. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm sure there are. I don't know if I've ever done that before, but now I might.
Yeah, just go to YouTube, type in parrot. I know that Jeb is more partial to the cat videos, but if you go to YouTube and you look at parrots, right? There's these hilarious birds. They're always doing goofy things, making us laugh. When you think of somebody with the personality traits of a parrot, I hope I didn't just bias you, but what comes to mind when you think of a parrot?
I think of the center of attention, the person who maybe wants to do the squawking, do the talking, look at me, they're going to light up the room. You're going to know their presence.
Right. Parrots love to talk. I can always tell when I'm in a decision-making meeting with a parrot because they are sharing so many stories. Let me give you a quick window into the parrot mindset. Say that you went on a hiking trip and I'm here in Colorado, so that's, you know, every other weekend I can say something like that. I'm like, hey, I want to tell you about this awesome hiking trip I went on, Jessica. As I'm telling you, if you have that parrot personality, you're not really listening so much as you are in Google search mode going, oh my gosh, hiking. When have I been hiking? You're finding an experience that's just as similar. And then you were at that point, you're just shaking, just ready to tell me about a story that is very similar. And here's the thing. Parrots are very social. They bond through that shared experience. And you think about a real life eagle, you don't see a flock of eagles, right? You see maybe one and, you know, I believe they mate for life. So you see a mated pair. Parrots, you see flocks of parrots. They are a lot. In fact, I think a flock of parrots is called a pandemonium. It's appropriate, would you say?
Because a flock of human parrots might be a pandemonium too. You have all these big personalities together.
Exactly. You hear them coming from a mile away. At the parrot water cooler in the workplace, it's the loudest place. It's also the funnest place to be. And I got to say, so if you find yourself being interrupted by somebody who's a parrot because they're trying to share a story, it's not necessarily an excuse to not listen, but do keep in mind they're interrupting you because they like you. They want to get to know you. They're bonding that way. So interesting stuff for sure. Jessica, I believe you have a little bit of parrot in you as well, right?
You know, I think I do. So we've talked about this before. I believe I'm an eagle. I feel like I'm eagle. And I think that right. Because of the work I do, there's a lot of parrot that comes out. I think my more comfortable bird is probably the eagle. I think that's what I am kind of under all of the of the parrotness. But I think I have to be a parrot more when I'm at work or when I'm around different social settings. So I'm an eagle with a taste of parrot.
And we do have those, you know, we have primary, secondary styles. We even have tertiaries, you know, and the important thing to remember is as we're going through these, we all have all four birds. No one is necessarily just an eagle, just an owl, just a dove. The important thing is learning about who you are and then how do you flex to meet somebody else where they're at, especially when you're prospecting and you're meeting somebody for the first time. So let's continue on here. We're going to change gears a little bit. We just talked about the eagles and the parrots. Those are both very fast-paced, very extroverted styles. We're going to take it down a notch and we're going to say, Jessica, what comes to mind when you think of someone with the traits of a dove?
I'm thinking soft, calm, soft. Thoughtful. Maybe?
Thoughtful, definitely. Harmonious is one I get a lot. All of the ones you said were great as well. I personally have a lot of dove in me. I really appreciate sincerity. Doves are also very methodical. And, you know, doves are what I would consider some of the best arrangers. Whenever you are innovating something new, and I know that, you know, at Sales Gravy, y'all are always innovating new things. I'm always got my eyes on the bookshelf. I'm like, what are we doing next? And especially whenever I was a part of the Sales Gravy actual idea, I forget the name,
but classrooms. Yeah.
The live classrooms, which if you're listening to this and you've never done that, do it. I built my foundation because of Sales Gravy on all of this. So, and I got to be careful or I will go off, but when it comes to innovating things, you have your parrots or the idea machines, you have your eagles really lining out that objective. You have your owls doing an amazing job. And we'll talk about them in a second of really troubleshooting things when it comes to getting everyone together and creating amazing impact and just bringing the culture together. That is the dove. They have this inviting, warm personality. I mean, they are the international symbol for peace, Jessica. They are, you think of a dove, you think of these Bible stories, you think of the olive branch, you think of all these things, they are peaceful. And when you meet someone who has the traits of a dove, that is who they are. Very methodical, very peaceful, very others-minded. And And that's the dove. And they probably don't like being talked about this much either, because they don't really want the spotlight. They are happy being the support. And we are mirroring the disc styles here. For those of us who are familiar with disc, eagles, those are your dominants, right? Your parrots, those are what we would call the eyes. Old school disc is influential. We prefer interactive. The doves, those are your support styles, right? So last but not least, and I joke it's the best style because it's my style, which is absolutely not true. There is no best style. But Jessica, when you think of an owl, typically there's one word that always comes to mind for everybody. Do you have any idea what that might be?
Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Okay.
It always works. Wisdom, wise. Let me ask you, why is that a word that comes to mind right away?
I actually don't know. I think maybe a story when I was a child. I'm trying to think of why I associate owl with wise. You know, they come out at night. They seem to hunt very skillfully, thoughtfully, maybe unlike that eagle who's just going to plummet into the river. The owl's up there scoping out the scene, waiting patiently for the right moment to strike.
Well said. I mean, there's this cultural thing of the wise old owl, right? I always think of the Tootsie Roll commercial. They're always asking how many licks, right? Even though the owl completely cheats, he doesn't really know. He's just hungry, right? The owls are, if you think about a real life owl, I mean, they can turn their head almost completely around. I think they can. They are very, very observant. They're also very quiet. They're always analyzing everything. Owls, I would say, and let me back up a little bit to the doves. The doves are a lot like the parrots in that they are, interestingly, an introverted social style. You do see flocks of doves. And once a dove gets to know you, they're going to bring you into the dove family. Owls, little more like eagles. They're more solo, but unlike the eagles who definitely don't mind the spotlight and even like the prestige, owls prefer to be behind the scenes just like the doves. You don't see them, but they are numerous. They are your analytical, logical, accuracy-driven style. And I'll give you a really quick story kind of creating this contrast. My wife is a extreme parrot. And intensity matters. We probably won't have time to get into this today, but there are such a thing as someone who's more of a parrot than the next person. She is maximum parrot. I mean, she is optimism, enthusiasm, pizzazz machine. She will start talking to me and I'll be like, why do I feel so energized? You know, just very, very, and there's a reason why, you know, some of the disc styles will say they're the influencers. They can definitely influence people to action. They are just amazing. Unless you're someone like me and you're such a intense owl that the styles are very different. And what I mean by that is she bought me some shoes one day and they were amazing shoes. I love them. They were DCs and I never had shoes like that before. And I love the color. The laces are great. She surprises me with them because surprises are great for parrots. And she's like, hey, check this out. What do you think? And I'm put them on. I'm feeling them. I'm like, oh, these are great. I really like them. They feel nice. I like the laces. I like the color. And you can just see her face dropping. And she's like, oh my gosh. Well, you know what? We can return them. It's no problem. And I was like, oh, hold on. I'm not flexing. And I just kind of spin. And I'm like, these are the best shoes I have ever had. Oh my gosh. Oh, Kayla, I am walking on air. These are amazing. Like, I love the color. I feel like I could just run a mile. And she's like, I know what you're doing, but that's right. I'm awesome. I'm the best. And just immediately energized her. And what I did, and she's familiar with the birds, is I flexed to her style. And you see this happening all the time in the world. This is especially important in sales when you're meeting with people. You know, something our CEO always likes to say is when you go into a sales meeting with somebody, you know, somebody's going to leave exhausted and it better be you. You really better be flexing and meeting that person where they're at. So anyway, those are the four styles. I hope that makes sense. Any thoughts on that?
No, like I said, I'm fascinated by this. I'm trying in my head to figure out what my husband is. I'm not sure if he's a dove or an owl, but he's one of those two for sure. And I love
could be both.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he might be. And I love being able to, like in your story right there with your wife, being able to kind of pause for a second because she wanted that celebration. You got me this amazing gift, but your personality type was like, yeah, they're great. And you like the shoes, but you weren't displaying her personality style at the time. So it probably maybe made her feel like sad or maybe he doesn't love them. And I think that the more we can talk openly about like our styles, whether it's to colleagues or, I mean, you're probably not going to talk about it to your prospect, like, are you a dove or anything? You're going to have to pick and flex there. But Right. You can imagine how much better we can get along, how much better we can communicate with each other when I'm like, I can recognize, okay, you're just being an analytical owl right now, and I have to be okay right. with that. Or you are, you know, your parrot is on fire right now. So, Stephen, when you think about people in sales, because if I go into a prospect call, they're not going to have a pin that says, you know, I'm a dove. So what are some things that might help me pick up on someone's style in a sales meeting call environment?
I try not to say that's a good question, because usually when people say that, sometimes it's not. But I'm going to say that's a great question. And it's I have kind of a joke around that also has some truth to it. Let's just take a cold call, for example, because we are all fans of being fanatical in sales gravy, right? If you are cold calling, the egos are the ones who hang up on you if you don't get that value in 10 seconds. The parrots, they're probably going to talk to you anyway. You're new. You're exciting. The doves, they're going to talk to you because they don't want to hurt your feelings. The owls don't answer their phones, email them, right? And email them a lot of details. So that's not necessarily true, but that's the one way that you can pick up on somebody's style. A good way is really just listen to their tone of voice. Do you hear a natural intensity? One of the ways that we like to talk about in our Chameleon Selling certification is when somebody shakes your hand and they talk to you like, hi, my name is Stephen Farber. Nice to meet you. Handshake's firm, voice is coming through really, really strong. That guy's an eagle, no denying it. Eye contact. If the person walks into the sales meeting and they take a minute, they kind of look around, they look at the seats. Oh, hi, nice to meet you. Are you sitting here? Thank you. They sit down, they're very soft. How are you? That's a dove. You can hear it in the voice. You can hear it in the tone. If they pop in, hey, maybe they see you from 20 feet away. Jessica, what's going on? Probably a parrot. They are happy to see you. The owls are the ones that if you really can't tell what style they are, they're probably an owl. In fact, us owls can't tell each other apart. That's the interesting thing about it. You know, very professional, controlled tone, very much a hi, Stephen Farber, nice to meet you. So there's a lot of ways you can tell. Really what it comes down to is you got to know who you are first. And one of the biggest problems I see in sales is we impose the way that we like to buy on other people. And that really, really is what creates a lot of tension in that process.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so, Stephen, you brought up something here, you know, that salespeople might try to impose their style. When I think of salespeople, and I know I'm wrong probably here, but when I think of salespeople, do you think that salespeople tend to be one or two of the more extroverted? You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, in sales, you have to be what, the parrot or the eagle? You have to be confident, you know, outgoing, you want to make a friend. Do you see any truth to that in some of the work you do? I mean, I know you're an owl and you're an amazing sales professional. But you know, the dove, is that someone, if we have somebody listening right now who thinks, gosh, you know, I'm the dove and I have a hard time, you know, dealing with a parrot, dealing with an eagle, because I have this, you know, softer, more, you know, quiet personality. Right. Is there any personality type that might be better suited for sales or be more challenging for sales?
So my short answer is it depends, because when you think of sales, I like to think of it like a three-legged stool. And you know, there's a proverb that says the most important leg of the stool is the one that's missing. You want to make sure that you're on all three. And when it comes to sales, I see it as three ways. One is skills. You have to know what you're doing. And this is a large part of what I built success with Sales Gravy. Like, I had to learn, what do you say when you're on the phone? What does a prospecting look like? What does an email look like? How many touches? You got to really know what the skills are. The second part of that is strategy. That's the second leg. Understanding, okay, what does a cadence look like? So one of your classes I took, Jessica, like, I still follow that cadence. It's amazing. How do you adjust that cadence? How often do you use video messages? What are the new things? How do you sell in a crisis? Great book. Get it now. Like, those are the skills. The third leg is the one that if you miss it, you could really be kicking yourself in that style. Both what your style is and what your buyers are. Because when you're meeting with somebody, and I would say that eagles with the confidence, that is an advantage when it comes to sales. Parrots loving to meet people, that is an advantage. But if you don't meet that person on style, that's going to be an uphill battle. Even if you know that you were, I am so confident I'm going to close this. If you're the most confident eagle in the world, but you can't answer the owl's questions, you will never get that sale forward. That's kind of the interesting part. So short answer to a really long about way is it matters more about the legs you have on your stool and how prepared you are and how willing you are to continually get those new skills is what ultimately determines your success as a sales rep, not your personality, I would say.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So what, at what stage of the sales process do you think a salesperson should start to identify? Maybe I think I might have an owl on my hands. I'm not really seeing anything. You know, maybe we only had a 15-minute discovery call. I'm not really sure, you know, which personality I might deal with. Is there a way to maybe draw out someone's personality if it's your second, your third meeting and you're still wondering which style you might be engaging with?
Mm-hmm. I would say yes. And let's take that a step further. What do you do if, and I've been in this terrifying situation before, where you had a great meeting with somebody, you just clicked, and then they invite you to meet with the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the head of sales, the head of marketing, let's just say everybody's there.
So you have a whole crazy flock of birds, right?
Crazy flock of birds. You don't know any other, and guess what? You probably don't have time to say, okay, I'm just going to analyze you for a moment. You're gonna look really weird. You're not going to get the sale. The way that I would say to do that is, again, and I do want to, we are going to have something here at the end where I think I'm going to be able to help people pinpoint these styles. But once you understand how you are, the next step is knowing how to do what we call, I like to call it the fourfold process, where you walk through the styles in this way. Because if you have an eagle, a parrot, a dove, and an owl in a room, you have four different things that people are listening for. Eagles, they are listening for the point. Get to it quick. If you're going to bring a 30-point PowerPoint slide and you're only meeting with an eagle, just bring the last slide. That's all you need. You're done. All right. But say that you have all four. And what I would do is you want to do that in this order. You want to get to the point really fast, get the eagles on board. Then you want to inject some excitement. You really want to get people excited. That's going to get the parents motivated. Then you want to assure everybody in the room that change is rough, and that's okay because you're going to be there every step of the way. You're going to take care of the doves. Finally, the owls, they have been listening to the whole time anyway. They're judging everything you said against what they already know. Then you get to the details. So let me give you a quick example. Like, hey, everybody, thank you so much for meeting with me today. I am so excited to talk about this new process that is going to absolutely drive up sales and create an amazing ROI for the bottom line. And it is easy. It is excellent. It's going to be so easy to implement. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. This is like nothing you've ever done before. And I know that change is hard. And that's okay, because our account managers are going to be there every step of the way, walking you through the process. There's no such thing as a bad question. I encourage you to ask as many as you can. Now, with that being said, let me go over the details. And what I've just done in about 15 seconds is I've hit every style. Everybody's listening. At that point, all of your sales training that you've learned, hopefully from Sales Gravy and other places that are reputable, walk through that, because you've just tuned everybody in. At that point, just do your job as a salesperson. You should be good. So I kind of gave you more of an answer there, but that's an easy way to really do that. And you can also record a video. If you don't know if your prospect's going to do a good job selling you up, record a video walking through those styles with your presentation. It is an amazing way to do it. So
Stephen, that was amazing. And I bet we have people listening right now that are going back and replaying how you just set the tone for that meeting. Because as you did it, it was so easy to connect with the four different styles and making me feel at ease that we're going to get to the point. You have some energy and enthusiasm. Things are going to, you know, we're going to get through the change. It's going to be smooth, and then get into the details. I know we have a ton of people right now going back and rewinding to capture that beautiful, beautiful phrase. So Stephen, is there a style that, what do you think Jeb is? I mean, here I am. I'm fortunate enough to be substituting, filling in here for Jeb on the Sales Gravy podcast. I've put some thought into this, and I don't know if I've completely pinpointed him. You know Jeb. You've been in our training classes before. I know you watch his videos. You listen to the podcast. Anything come to mind when you think of Jeb?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things come to mind, and I think this is a really good transition to talk about what the goal of all this is. And that's what we say is to be the chameleon. Jeb is a chameleon. He is excellent at leveraging every style. I have gone through many of his books. I've even cold called him once, like partly just to see, okay, how's this going to go? Okay, now what did he say? What did he, you know? And he does answer his phone, believe it or not. That was one of the coolest, terrifying moments of my life. I would say that Jeb is a lot like your Oprah Winfrey's out there, where they are just a master of style. They know people. One of the books that I really like, I believe it's Sales EQ, goes into that a lot. And the higher your emotional intelligence is in some of the areas like self-management and more of the social aspects, you really get good at it. So to answer your question, I think when it comes to our home style, and that is where we're comfortable, something tells me Jeb is probably a combination of an eagle and an owl. He is so detailed in his works. And that's a big point of what really brought me over to his books is I remember thinking, is it better to cold call on Monday versus Friday? And he gave me a study in his book. I'm like, oh my gosh, it really doesn't matter. There's a 2% difference, whatever it was. But then he goes on to say and communicate in every style himself why it matters that you cold call every day, 30-day rule, all that wonderful stuff. So my short answer is I think, and it probably will change next week, that he probably leads owl and eagle, but he is a chameleon through and through. He knows how to talk to everybody. So what are your thoughts, Jessica?
Yeah, no, I agree with the chameleon on Jeb. He's like a master chameleon, I think, because I've known him for years, and there's sometimes I feel I'm encountering the parrot. There's sometimes you might get a glimpse of the dove. There's definitely times the eagle and the owl are on the forefront. So yeah, I think he's chameleon. He's team chameleon.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll add one more thing to that. When it comes to style, we have something we like to call the home rule. And some of us have heard it called the platinum rule. And this is not to knock the golden rule, because do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When it comes to kindness, patience, we all want that. We all deserve that. When it comes to style, especially when we're selling, we need to treat others the way that they need to be treated. That's the ultimate goal. Now, that is draining. As an owl, when I pair it up for this, you know, podcast right now, and I'm being social, I'm talking, I'm going to have to go and take 15 minutes to really just recharge and be kind to myself. That's the goal. So regardless of your style, understand who you are and know that some things are more draining than not. And that's how you get to that point of the chameleon, where you're really just rocking and rolling with all the styles. And who knows, style does change over time. You could be an owl today. You could be a parrot next year. Unless you're me, you're an owl forever. You know,
So, Stephen, you just gave a really nice tip there for any of our other owl listeners, which was, you know, hey, when you go into that sales meeting and you feel you needed to bring out your parrot or you need to bring out another personality, maybe a best practice is allowing yourself that time after the meeting to get back in your owl zone. Are there any other best practices like that? The dove who's going into an eagle meeting, or an eagle going into, you know, the owl meeting. Does anything else come to mind? Because I think that was a great tip.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of like what I like to do, I'll illustrate this with a story. Say that you're going to buy a car, and maybe you are the salesperson selling that car. Kind of understanding who you're talking to is important. But the example that I would like to give is, when I go to buy a car, if somebody is just telling me that I'm going to be so happy and I'm going to be going so fast and this color is rocking and you're going to look so good in that, it actually kind of annoys me, because I'm like, okay, you know, being very condescending, that's how it feels. And they could just, that's just how they are. That's how they're selling.
Sounds like a parrot.
Exactly.
Right? Fast and flashy.
Right. And it could be an eagle too. Just really saying, I know you're going to like this, confident. I know you're going to walk away with this tonight. We will figure it out. It'll all shake out. That's the parrot phrase. For an owl, that is terrifying. Like, it'll all shake out. What do you mean by gut feeling? Like, are you kidding me? Emotions. But I would say that the tip, I want to make sure I answer your question here, is understand where your strengths are. So for me, being an owl dove, and as an owl and a dove, not only am I analytical, but I'm very methodical. I'm both reserved styles. I am not a fast-paced extroverted person. I know that. I understand that. Now I can become that, but I have to do it in my way. So for me, I love building out cadences. They can be so awesome. I have subsequences. If somebody answers in a certain way, it automatically goes to this. I love automation. Those are things that for most parrots out there would probably make their head spins. They're like, oh my gosh, like just pick up the phone and call, right? I think it's about knowing what your strengths are, really building out whatever makes you good at doing you. If you are an eagle and you're just great at picking up the call, you don't care if you get rejected. You're just like, I don't care. Like really leaning into what is natural for you, but then understanding that everything else is not a weakness. It is an area of development. Being willing to work on those things, finding somebody, going back to old school sales, finding somebody to role play with, seeing how they would handle it, and really looking, because we have our own blind spots. So kind of looking at how other people would say or do things is how we build those skills. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. And I think one of the things you were saying right there is even in, you know, for any of our listeners who does incorporate practice and role play as part of their team meetings, maybe even bringing the different styles in the roles of the prospects that because you might overcome an objection maybe a little bit different if you have that parrot personality. I even think when I think of parrots, I've had people say before, you know, well, oh, can we meet for a coffee? Like that to me screams parrot, like somebody who might be in your territory and they say, well, I don't even want to be in the office. I'd rather meet for a coffee. I'd rather be in more of a social setting. So before I even go to that meeting, I know I'm probably encountering a parrot, right?
Potentially. Absolutely.
So what other, any other best practices? Best tips, people who, might be leaning towards what they might be. I know at the end here, you're going to share something with our listeners, but is there any other quick takeaway or tip that you'd love to share with our audience on any of the styles?
Definitely. I would say before we even get to style, just when it comes to sales process, sales is a numbers game, right? I think regardless of style, you really got to learn how to follow that 30-day rule. That for me, being an owl, I still to this day hate cold calls. And there's not a lot of people who love them. My mentor, who is a parrot eagle to the max, loves cold calls. You kind of got to be in that area to love them. I love meeting new people. And if they tell me no, what's the worst that can happen? We get to do it again, right? I would definitely really work on stretching yourself and being very kind to yourself whenever you feel stretched. As an owl, again, doing those things are very hard. Just meeting with people can be difficult for me. So what I do is I take extra breaks after socializing. I take time to do that, and that allows me to recharge. Flipping the table here, when you're an eagle or a parrot, it's probably not difficult for you to go out, to meet those people, to make a couple extra dials, to do those things. But when it comes to the admin tasks of tracking your sales, creating a forecast. I love the forecast. I love doing the weighted averages and the totals.
You can take all mine over, Stephen.
Yeah, just send them over, right? I love that. It's a charging activity for me, but it's also something that I got to be careful about not spending too much time on. For a parrot or an eagle, you know, find a way that works for you. Either really take some time to set aside some time to focus on that. That's what you're doing. If you can delegate it, that's one of the best things you can do. Delegate what drains you if possible. But understand that just because something is easy for you doesn't mean it's not a skill for someone else that's hard to learn. So ultimately, there is strength and flexibility when it comes to that. There's no right personality style for sales. It comes down to, are you willing to stretch yourself and grow and also be kind to yourself whenever you're going through that process?
I love that. I absolutely love that. So Stephen, one last question. So I want you to think and share with our audience back to your early days of being a salesperson. If there was a best practice, a tip that you wish you had heard early in your sales career, that you wish somebody told you, that you wish you followed, what would that be? Because I know here on the Sales Gravy podcast, a lot of people are listening that could be new to sales. Some of us have been in sales for a very long time, but there's still things that we reflect and we say, man, I wish somebody told me that sooner. I wish I figured that out in my first year, my first 3 years, and it didn't take me 10 or 15 years to either listen to that tip or to actually hear and apply that tip. So Stephen, when I throw that question out to you, does anything come to mind of just something that you have learned over your time as a successful salesperson?
Absolutely. And this is actually something I very recently started picking up. And I would say that, and some of us might be familiar with this, but again, I have such a hard time picking up the phone. It's just who I am. It's my personality. But once I learned how to think of it differently, I think everything changed. And I think of it in terms of boundaries. When you're calling, you know, let's say you're really going out, you're using a phone burner, you're hitting $80 an hour, go you. That's what I do. It's like, when you're doing that and somebody picks up the phone, understand that you are not committing a crime by interrupting them. Because if you're a dove and somebody's like, who is this? I thought you were so-and-so. That's why I picked this up. They picked up the phone. You were perfectly allowed to talk to them. That's a boundary that was open. And if they then hang up on you, that's a boundary that they're setting. So the way that I started looking at that is boundaries. There's nothing wrong with interrupting people. Just like Jeb says, we are professional interrupters. That is not a bad thing. For all the doves out there who feel like they have ruined somebody's day because like, I thought this was my wife. How dare you try and sell to me? Hey, they picked up the phone. It's perfectly okay. And it's okay that they don't want anything to do with you. If you didn't get that objection just right, that is okay. What matters is taking one step further. Kind of one of my favorite authors from Atomic Habits, 1% better every day. Just keep moving forward. And, you know, ultimately sales is a numbers game. You cannot be too bad if you call too many people. That is how it goes. So I wish somebody would have told me it's okay to cold call. And even though I learned that, it's kind of speaking to me like a dove. It's okay. People aren't going to be happy that you interrupted them, but then you might hit a parrot and they're going to be so happy that you interrupted them. Who are you? How'd you get my number? This is crazy, right? Anyway.
I love that. I love that tip. So Stephen, as we get ready to wrap up here today, I know that there are a bunch of people right now who are so curious what style they are. Do you have contact information, a way that our listeners could get in touch with some more information from Take Flight Learning, learning about these different styles and maybe how we can improve our relationships with our customers?
Absolutely. And more than happy to do that. There are three ways. And as an owl, I love making bullet lists. There are three ways that you can get in contact with me. The easiest is LinkedIn. And my username is very easy. LinkedIn.com/in/Stephen Farber, my name. There's only one other Stephen Farber, and he's an extremely successful leadership author. I am not him. I do birds. It's a little different. The other way you can reach out to me is my email. It is sfarber. That's S as in snake, F as in Frank, A as in Roger, B as in beta, E as in echo, R as in Roger, sfarber@takeflightlearning.com. I really hope I got that right. I confused myself. And the final way is you can actually reach out to me. I'm going to include a link here. I tried to make it simple. It's bit.ly. We all know the bit.ly links / SGBirds23. That stands for Sales Gravy Birds 23. So again, bit.ly/SGBirds23. If you do that, what I would love to do, especially if you're a salesperson and you're really trying to figure out how to get yourself together, how to make this happen. Maybe you just had a meeting like I've had many times before where how are we going to save your quarter? What I would love to do is I'd be more than happy to offer you a complimentary personality profile and a coaching session afterwards if you'd like to learn a little more about which bird you are, what your preferred selling style is, and then how to learn to flex to people who buy differently. That's what it's all about. So that is all.
That's awesome. And we'll have the links to those as well in the show notes from this episode. Stephen, it's been fantastic to have this conversation with you today. I'm so glad you were able to join me. And for our listeners, don't forget to check out Sales Gravy University. That's the world's largest provider of sales training on the internet. We have amazing sales experts and authors from around the world that are sharing their best practices on our website. You can visit learn.salesgravy.com. Again, that's learn.salesgravy.com. And if it's your first time visiting us there, you can use the promo code free course and your first free training course is on us. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of the Sales Gravy Podcast. Make it an awesome day and go make some dials.